shoot, baby. Shoot.
Ooh. How you doing, baby? Shoot. No, not you. You. Shoot. The bow-legged one.
Yeah, the bow-legged one.
Yeah.
Well, sure. Taking a trip back in time, it's Salt and Pepper Shoot. How's it going, everybody?
It's good. Happy.
It's the Happy Time Podcast. My name is Mike Schramm. Luke Lindberg is in St. Louis.
How's it going?
It's going good. And we are very, very, very proud to introduce our very first guest ever on Happy Time Podcast from Toronto, Canada, Mr. Ryan North.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going all right.
Now this, what's that, Luke?
How's the weather in Toronto?
It's turning up, actually. It's been warm recently, which is nice.
Very nice.
It's usually freezing over March in Toronto, right?
Torontonians say so, but they're all sissies. Ottawa gets cold.
Yeah.
Toronto gets chilly.
Is it wrong that I don't know exactly where Ottawa is?
Very, very wrong.
Yay for America! So we're playing Shoot because Ryan North thought this would be a good song to intro the show with. So let's listen to a little Salt and Pepper, a little bit of Shoot. And easy over shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover, like Prince said. You ever sexy? Alright, huh? What? Now, Ryan North chose that song for us. Why did you choose Shoop to play as our intro song on the show here?
It's a classic song.
That's true.
The question is, why wouldn't you choose Shoop given
the option? Are we on 5 shows now, Luke?
This is number 5.
5 shows, and we have never chosen Shoop before.
We've been dropping the ball.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys brought me on.
We're going to have to catch up, and like for the next 10 shows, we'll just play Shoop all the time. We'll just have 20 minutes of Shoop for one show.
Put it beneath every show, just
Now, Ryan North is from Dinosaur Comics, of course. If you have not read Dinosaur Comics, which is at QUANTZ.com, you are missing probably the best thing ever on the internet. Flickr's pretty good, but Dinosaur Comics is right up there, so thank you very much for coming on the show. What's that?
That's my pleasure. I said Flickr's not bad for a first try.
Yeah, Flickr's okay, but they really perfected the internet really perfected itself with Dinosaur Comics. So, first of all, tell the kids who haven't seen, if they've been living under a rock, what exactly Dinosaur Comics is.
All right, Dinosaur Comics is an online comic about these talking dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's T-Rex, he's the green one. There's Dromaeosaurus mimus, that's how it's pronounced, Dromaeosaurus mimus.
I thought it was Dromaeosaurus, and I just left off the last couple syllables.
Yeah, I did the same thing for the first year. And then I finally looked it up, I'm like, oh, Dromaeosaurus mimus, all right. Now I know what my characters are called. And then there's a T-Raptor, and the visual conceit in the comic is that I've never changed the images for the past 3 years.
So every comic is the same picture.
Yeah.
And then you just change the words for every everything. And
well, I reversed the image once a couple years ago because I was really desperate. Mm. But that was a terrible idea because the normal image is hard enough to write for, but the reversed one is a disaster because characters show up and disappear and there's no reason.
So you reversed, you didn't just reverse one image, you reversed the whole comic.
Yeah, the whole comic was just mirrored. And that was a poorly thought out experiment.
Uh-oh.
Oh shit, I have a phone call.
Okay.
I'll just turn off the ringer.
No, you can, is it Utah Raptor are calling, or T-Rex? They're calling about Monday's comic?
It's Dromaeosaurus mimus.
What's that?
Haven't you written it yet?
It's Dromaeosaurus mimus.
I'm sorry, yeah. Now... Huh?
That was my answering machine being cut off as well.
Well, see, you're skipping calls for us already. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Now we're
spit it out, son.
Your phone call threw me off, Ryan.
Well, whoever's calling knows I have a good excuse, at least.
Exactly. And now I'm faking this. This is a real interview, so that's good. This is unscripted.
Hmm. And now, how did you come up with this idea to use the same picture every day?
Oh, it was complete desperation, really.
Yeah.
I wanted to do a comic, and here it is, this visual medium, and here I am completely unable to draw. And so the original idea was actually to have the same story every day,
mm-hmm.
and then redraw it in different ways, which, you know, it's good if you know how to draw. I don't know why I came up with that idea, because I can't draw. And so I flipped it around and had the same pictures and changed the story.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of story you could do that would work as the same.
I found out a little bit later that someone had done that idea.
Really?
They called it, I think it's Exercises in Style. And it's just this guy who's gets up, checks the fridge, wonders why he's there, and they've drawn it in all these different ways, anime style, minimalist.
Huh.
And actually made a book of it, which is kind of interesting.
Oh. Yeah. That's impressive.
I sent the guy an email, be like, hey, that's pretty cool, and he didn't really write me back.
Now, my big question is, and this is something I wondered ever since I first heard about this whole conceit for Dinosaur Comics, where did these pictures come from?
They come from, do you remember about 10 years ago when CDs were the big thing?
CDs, yeah, I've heard of CDs.
They used to sell these strips of CDs, 10 CDs vertically lined up in this strip that you folded up and then sold for a couple bucks. And I bought this clip art program 10 years ago. And when it came time to do the comic, I was like, I have no drawing program. I don't have Photoshop. I'm not going to do it in paint. And so I loaded up this old drawing program, and there were these dinosaur pictures. Also pictures of airplanes. It could have easily been called Airplane Comics, but I don't like airplanes.
And you presumably do like dinosaurs.
Yeah, I've learned actually a lot more of them since I started the comic, a lot more about them. Because I'm like, hey, did you know, every time there's dinosaur news, people email me, so I'm totally up to date on everything going on with dinosaurs.
Wow. And if you'd started Airplane Comics, you'd be the same way.
Yeah, but, I mean, who wants to know that much about airplanes?
That's true.
Not me.
One thing I really like about the comics is that when you... probably my favorite ones are when you look at really complicated stuff, you know, love, friends, quantum mechanics, but from, like, a naive point of view. Like, T-Rex is pretty naive, so...
Mm-hmm.
I those are the ones that I really appreciate. Is that something that mostly just comes straight from your thoughts, or... What inspires you to write those types of things?
Sometimes it's just I've heard of this idea, this concept, and, oh, what's that about? And sort of the learning process that I go through is the same one that T-Rex sort of encounters. But
T-Rex, that is the talking dinosaur in the comics.
So. Yeah, that's the main talking dinosaur. I should have called the comic Talking Dinosaurs. That's your name. Yeah. But, I'm sorry, I forgot what we were talking
about. Is there something like that you wanted to find? Like, can you name something that you wanted to find out that you found out a lot because you tried to figure out what a dinosaur would say about it?
Oh, there was one about, I think it was presentism, which is where you view history from the point of view of the present. And so, oh, you know, people were racist 200 years ago. We should condemn them, or should we not condemn them because everyone was racist, that sort of idea. Mm. And the comic, I think, ends with, in conclusion, presentism. Presentism was not as interesting as I thought it was, which is the author talking directly there. I'm 5 panels in, I can't fail now, so sorry, it's not as cool as I thought it might have been.
That's one of the things, actually, that with my side, I was trying to write something every day, and it's tough coming up with something every day, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not impossible.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, you get up in the morning, I get up at 7, and the comic's usually up by 9 or 10, so I have a good 3 hours to write, which is basically to try to make myself laugh.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's good if you're happy. If you say, like, I get up and spend 3 hours trying to make myself laugh, it sounds really depressed and sad.
I can't do it until 2.5 hours in. Then maybe a giggle.
Maybe a little giggle.
I spend the whole day with a horrible grimace on my face, just watching when the end will come.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Write this comic.
Doesn't work till 4 o'clock. But one thing that I found too, in being crazy with Luke, you're dying on us.
What?
Huh?
No.
Huh?
No, I'm messing with you. Go ahead.
One thing that I found as being crazy is, like, sometimes when you're trying to be funny every day, it seems like you'll start one place and then you just follow it until it gets to some place that's very different. Have you noticed that at all?
Yeah, that sometimes happens. We start out talking about something and the conversation just flows towards something that's it's not tangential, but it's not where you might expect to end up when you read the first panel, when you read the last panel.
Yeah, like when you're...
Which is fun, yeah.
Sometimes when you set out, you know exactly where you're going. sometimes you'll set out in one place and then it'll wander off to something
mm-hmm. completely. It's only been a handful of times where I've actually written the last panel and then built towards it.
Yeah.
Backwards.
And then about Dinosaur Comics, there is one more thing. Luke, are you still with us?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay. Do you have something for Ryan? I don't mean to...
Definitely. Actually, I was kind of interested in... There was a good streak in March of 2004, which I noticed because my birthday is March 15th, as we've already explained on this show. But there was a while there that you actually did change the images of the comic and had guest artists doing something different every day for mm-hmm. the whole month. It was pretty yeah. impressive. And I was wondering how that came about.
Oh, that was... I was writing a paper then, and I needed a lot of time to work on this paper. For school, I was in grad school at the time. And so I thought, all right, I'd take some time off to recharge my battery. So I emailed all the comic people I knew saying, hey, would you like to do a dinosaur comic for me? Huh. And they were saying, what restrictions do you have? And I was saying, do anything, please. Just run with it. Like I found it really exciting and really flattering that people who can actually draw these amazing illustrations would take the time to do something about, you know, this neon green T-Rex and his wacky adventures. And so it's nice to mix things up a bit, and also gave me a month off to work on this thesis.
Yeah, I thought it was great stuff. I was really impressed with the variety of things going on there. It really reminded me of, what's his name? The guy from American Splendor. He did American Splendor, the comic book. And R. Crumb illustrated a lot of things, but he had different artists illustrating comics all the time because he, like you, was not a drawing person.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was pretty cool. Anytime that you need someone to draw something, let me know too, because I'm hard.
Luke is always trying to sell himself. Did you get any headshots from last week, Luke?
Did I get any headshots?
We asked for headshots we asked for requests for headshots for Luke.
Right, yeah, no one's requested any from that.
Okay. I've
a box of about 1,000 sitting in my basement.
Okay.
You have 1,000 headshots in your basement?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just for, like, in case of emergency?
Yeah.
Well, I fancy myself an actor, and
I didn't know them
to give to agencies.
Yeah. It's in case 1,000 agents show up at his door. Just in case.
Like, I have just the thing.
I'm so glad you guys are here.
Guess what? I've got something for every one of you.
Would you like some coffee?
Except for you, sir. You got here too late.
Oh, I was number 1,001. Now, Ryan, I have a little tip for you. I want to talk about the other stuff you do besides Dinosaur Comics. But right. Here's the thing. Every time I look at Dinosaur Comics, you have a little, like, tooltip that you put over every comic.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you look at the comic, you hold your mouse cursor over it for just a moment, and there's a little thing that pops up that has, like, an extra joke that you've written or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've heard this before. I use Firefox.
Oh, God.
And Firefox cuts it right off.
Yeah, I get an email a week at least about this.
Yeah.
The problem is that Firefox, while a fantastic browser in many respects, has this 6-year-old bug about them being cut off. I think actually linked to the bug on the about page for my comic saying
yeah.
this now, needs to be fixed.
I have something to tell you too, because I, on my webpage, use that tooltip thing as well. Mm-hmm. For a long time, I had a list of links, and if you hovered over one of the links, it would show you like some more information about the link that I put in.
That's a handy thing to do.
And I discovered how to fix the Firefox bug.
I'm all ears.
So I'm going to tell you right now, you'll never have to hear this again. If you look up JavaScript tooltips, there's a JavaScript way of doing it. Have you considered that at all?
Actually, I'm looking it up now. It would probably work, but it seems like it's a solution because these Firefox developers haven't fixed
yeah.
it for
okay.
6 years.
That's true. Okay, so you're going to blame Firefox. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to take the controversial viewpoint and be like, maybe they should fix it.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, that's fine. I just thought I'd help you out with that, because it was a big problem for me, too. It kept getting cut off, and
yeah.
what I have to
you
do...
What? I might actually do it.
What I have to do on Dinosaur Comics is I have to view source every time I look at your comic.
Well, there's a way around that. You can download a patch.
Oh, an extension, yeah. There's a Firefox extension. See, again.
Or you could use Opera.
But see, yeah, that's true, too.
I see him on my browser, and I use him on Firefox. So.
You see him on Firefox?
Yeah, I just put my cursor over it, and it says, I feel compelled to mention that it's less cute if mammals make an equivalent card.
That's something that Ryan wanted to mention. So you've done other things besides Dinosaur Comics, of course, and one of them is called Oh No Robot.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which is actually awesome. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that was... well, it's a search engine for webcomics, and the problem that comics have is that there's usually these big images that search engines see as nothing because it takes a lot of resources to turn graphics into text, and no one's doing it. And so what On a Robot does is you add a bit of JavaScript to your website that we give you, and then it pops up a little button that says, you know, click to transcribe, and people can transcribe the comic for you, and then that goes in your own little search engine and also a search engine across all comics. And you've got suddenly got comics that are searchable. It's actually pretty handy. Like, we get a lot of hits. Short Pact, the Dave Wilson's comic there, he has a comic where Batman can breathe in space, and it's a great comic. But one of our biggest hits last month of people searching for the phrase, I'm Batman and I can breathe in space, which came to our search engine, which then links to him.
So to find specifically his comic.
Yeah, because otherwise Google can't find it, because... there's no text there.
Now, you said you were at grad school. What was your major in grad school?
Computational linguistics.
Aha. Uh-huh. So there you go.
Which is, getting computers to work with language.
Huh. So, and you wrote the code for this thing then, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not really a CL project because basically I'm removing computers from the equation and getting an army of volunteers to do it instead.
Yeah. That's probably the coolest thing about this is it's a search engine for comics. But the actual content for the search engine, I guess some people add it themselves.
A few do, but the vast majority just let their readers do it for them, yeah, which is great because there's been attempts at doing this in the past, but it's always been this centralized, all right, you do the comics from April to June, and I'll do July to August, but somebody drops out, comics don't get done, blah, blah, blah. But with this, whoever's there can just say, all right, I got 2 minutes, I'll do it.
Yeah, it's a piece of code that people who make the web comics can put on their page. And then there's a button that says transcribe this comic, and you basically ask for input from users to say how the comics are transcribed.
Yeah, and you can approve it or reject it or edit it or whatever.
So the person who runs the webcomic can approve it or reject it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is an awesome idea. And I think it's awesome, it's great that it works so well at putting basically users to work, which is what everything's about on the web at the moment. But
Right.
But what
I noticed on Oh No Robot, if you search for dinosaur, that Dinosaur Comics comes up first, before anything else dinosaur related. Is that something that you did on purpose?
Yeah, I want everyone who is interested in dinosaurs to come right to me.
Are you seeding your Oh No Robot search results? Is that what?
No, it is completely fair. Most of the search algorithm is offloaded to the MySQL database.
Ooh, all right. That was a hairy bit of a professional
awesome there.
Yeah. now, here's the thing, though. Because you have all these users transcribing these comics, I would assume that sometimes you get some interesting transcriptions. Have you ever come across anything like that?
Yeah. The good thing is mostly those refer to interesting comics. But I've gotten some just from my own site where people will... put in, like, here's a comic that I would like to see. And they just write in this transcription that's completely unrelated.
It just uses as a form to contact you.
Yeah, and so I'll write back, oh, that's pretty good.
I mean, I guess this is something I haven't done yet, but maybe I will do now that I've thought of it. Have people ever, like, given really lyrical descriptions of what T-Rex is doing?
I've gotten a few words like T-Rex is poised at the beginning of a new day. What will happen? Let's watch.
T-Rex's enormous foot slams down into the house as bystanders run for help.
Yeah.
A woman... The strip where the house itself has a few lines. I thought that was
awesome. And what's funny, too, we didn't mention this, but I love that you have off-screen characters as well, too.
Yeah, well, I don't really have much of a choice.
God and the devil and the raccoons.
I wasn't surprised. I wasn't expecting to have the guy thought the comic would be about T-Rex and Neutraptor, and then Dramisium Imus had some lines, then God shows up, and the devil shows up, and these creepy cephalopods show up. And...
The cephalopods, that's right. Now, who was the first off-screen character that you had? Where'd you get that idea? When did that come in?
I think the first one was actually Neutraptor, where he's talking in the last panel. I'm like, I can have a response here. And then it must have been, there's one comic with God that started it off, and then I left God away alone for almost a year. Because how do you write for God?
Yeah.
Even though he's not a very particularly competent God in my comic.
That's funny. One. And the devil loves video games.
Yeah. That's all he does.
Is that a commentary on interactive entertainment?
It was mostly, I thought the idea of a devil who is just obsessed with playing video games really funny.
I love it too, because he's not just obsessed with video games, like do you really like Tetris? He likes, like, StarCraft, and he knows all the units, and he's very familiar with Diablo.
I get to hint at this vast gaming knowledge I have, but not actually, I don't know that much about it, but I can just sort of hint it through the devil, like, oh yeah, I know all about that stuff.
And then the other big project that you do is this Whispered Apologies, which is another terrific idea. You're a man of ideas here. Go ahead and explain to the kids what Whispered Apologies is.
All right, Whispered Apologies is a comic where people send in, artists can draw a series of images, a comic, and they leave the words out, or they don't draw any words in the first place. And so it's this template that has action gested in the narrative, but there's no words there yet. And apologies as people send the comic, and then writers, myself, some friends, then write for the comic. So it's a collaboration, but it's different from most collaborations. And it's nice because it lets me, it's so flattering that people actually send in images, because it lets me write stuff that I couldn't write with dinosaur comics. And it's great that people say, yeah, I took the time to draw this, it'd be great if you could write something for it.
And most of the time you don't know, like the collaborators don't know each other.
Yeah, it's completely just... They pick there's a hidden website that the writers have where they just see the images and they grab one and write for it.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah. And it turns out some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, the results are pretty neat, I think. There's interesting just in the sense of this collaboration. There's also some of the really solid comics.
Mm-hmm.
Ones that, I mean, solid comics that I didn't write. That way I don't have to be egotistical.
No, yet. You have plenty of solid comics on Dino Comics. Don't have to worry about that. There's stuff where the image is beautiful, like a terrific piece of art, and then the writer kind of turns on that, and it becomes, you know, it undermines the art, and then there's sometimes where it works in concert, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't go say it undermines. That sort of sounds like,
right,
I've made it worse.
But no, yet.
It goes against what the art might actually be trying to do.
Where you've ruined the art now.
You wrote swear words all over the art.
Right. Because the collaboration is fairly anonymous, even though everyone's in the same game, but because it's so anonymous, it might change the meaning of the art, which is pretty interesting and a great idea. And it seems like you've gotten quite a bit of support, not just from, you know, people that you work with, the writers that you work with, but from the artists as well.
Yeah, well, the artists are what drive the site. And it's amazing. We have a backlog of almost 300 comics that we have to write for. I don't mean have to write for, but
yeah,
that we get
that
to
people
write
have
for.
Sent.
Yeah, and so it's great. I was hoping that when I started, people would send enough to last for a month, maybe, because I didn't think people would be willing to send in all this art, but they have. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's terrific art too. There's some great stuff on there.
Yeah, it's almost harder when it's this fantastic art. You're right. How can I write for this and not screw it up? Because I don't want to wreck what's already there.
Yeah, and well, you didn't. Trust me. It all looks great.
In some instances, you did not.
And then this, just speaking of the bigger world of webcomic, well, first off, what are some of your favorite webcomics besides the ones that you do?
I find it's always sort of a tricky question to ask, because it's difficult for me at least to separate favorite, the comic from the person who makes the comic.
Mm-hmm.
I know most of them.
Yeah.
But I always answer this question differently with different comics. Like a lesson.
It's like asking what your favorite movie is. It's not like...
Yeah.
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
I know. It's not like an on-the-spot question.
Maybe I'll give you a suggestion. Here's what I do. I love movies. Luke knows this. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of movies, and whenever people ask me what my favorite movie is, I determined a long time ago that there was no way I would be able to answer that question.
So what do you do?
Because I love so many movies. So what I decided... Do? What's that?
Don't you usually just check to see which DVD you have down your pants at the moment?
I try not to let people know about the DVDs down the pants. Thanks, Luke. But
for every time I walked in and found you naked in a pile of DVDs, man.
All right.
We've all been there.
They were. It was a pile of Batman DVDs because I decided that Batman was the movie that I would always say. Okay. I just chose a movie because I really like Batman, and I was like, well, I like tons of movies, but people are always going to ask me what my favorite movie is, so I chose Batman. Now, that probably won't work because I don't personally know the people who make Batman, but I've seen, is it A Softer World?
A Softer World's really good.
Through your website, it's a terrific webcomic, yeah.
Yeah, Joey's actually a really good guy, too.
And those are both friends of yours that do that?
Yeah, actually, I met Joey through the comics. And recently, a new comic in the past couple months has been Dr. McNinja. That's been just hilarious.
Really?
It's about this doctor who's also a ninja. And so you have these sort of webcomic stereotypes of, oh, ninjas, not doctors, but ninjas, pirates, whatever. But it's really well done, and it's really funny and sharp, and I can't say enough good things about it, really.
I'll check it out. Perry Bible Fellowship I've seen lately is a terrific... Yeah, that Nick's just came out of nowhere. Do you know who does that?
Yeah, Nick Gerwich does it. It's a fantastic comic. It's if he published daily instead of weekly, he would bury us all. He'd be like, why would I read anything other than Perry Bible Fellowship?
It's funny.
It's a really good comic.
And I don't know. There's probably all kinds of politics in the comics world I don't know about. But like many gamers. Not really?
Well, I think there's a lot of people who want there to be a lot of politics and want there to be a lot of drama.
Yeah.
But the people who actually create the comics, with a few exceptions, are just like regular people who are not out to stir stuff up and like, oh, you didn't link to me. What's the deal with that? Like, that doesn't really happen.
That's true. I like Penny Arcade a lot. I'm a gamer, just like the devil. So I'm a big fan of Penny Arcade, and I should look at all the different comics. I've just found tons of comics. Are there any more you want to throw out there to kind of get people interested?
Everything on my link list, I think, is really good.
Just everything on your link list?
Yeah, they're all. Nine Planets Without Intelligent Life is another really solid comic. It's not as big as the others, but it deserves to be, I think. It's about these robots who humans are all dead, and they're just bumming around, and they have this bohemian drive installed, which makes them kind of listless and directionless. And it also makes them smell bad to other robots.
I just, Diesel Sweeties I've gotten into lately, which is terrific.
Which is good.
And the other one is The White Ninja.
White Ninja.
Which is, I guess, a classic.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
But I'm fairly new to it. I had never heard of it before, a little while ago, so.
You're in for a treat.
Yeah, so. Excellent. I have one more question.
Shoot.
And that is the old webcomics versus print argument.
Mm-hmm.
Dinosaur Comics, you have that. It's in Flack magazine, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an online magazine.
The online magazine, right.
It isn't a couple of print magazines. There's a new book coming out soon.
Oh, you have a new book?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll get to that in 1 second. Flack, so you're in Flack magazine. What print magazines are you in?
I'd have to check. I should really keep better track.
Oh, you don't even know?
No.
So is that a big deal? Do you want to be published in print instead of online?
It was kind of a big deal initially to get the first thing in print, because that's almost like justification. Someone is paying me to put this here, so it must not be entirely sucky. But more recently, I've come to think that webcomics and prints are not these two like opposing forces, and it's actually pretty easy to move between the two.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking, that it used to be, it seems like when webcomics first came out, that everyone's big goal was to be syndicated or get picked up and get printed. Yeah. And now it doesn't seem like that's the case much anymore.
Well, it's not. I mean, syndication doesn't pay very well, for one. And
although
being in print... Sorry?
Syndication pays more than putting it on your own website and not getting paid, right?
Yeah. Well, pays more than free, for sure.
Yeah.
But especially as a comic, when you're a comic in print, that means you're probably going to be sold in comic book stores, which have, like the comic book store in Toronto, Bug Island, is fantastic, but there's a lot of, my comic book store in Ottawa was next to a porn store. And they're in this ghetto of, like, who shops at a comic book store? You know, what's wrong with them?
Yeah.
And they're almost, a lot of them are very anti-female. They're all, like, these busty warrior princesses, people who are all plastered over the window. And so when you're in print as a comic, you know, you're entering into this ghetto. Well, online, you're in your own space. And people might say, oh, yeah, I read this comic, but I don't read comics for real. I'm not that kind of person, because that's weird and creepy. But, yeah, this comic is good. And so it almost helps to help comics out of that ghetto they put themselves in the past little while.
Like many things on the internet, if they find audiences because they're so accessible. Mm-hmm. We're almost out of time. Now, you have a new book coming out, and when do you think that'll be? You're still working on it?
The book itself is done. Now it's just a matter of getting... We sent a proof to the printer, and they sent us back a book. And so soon, a couple... probably we're aiming for Father's Day, I think.
And that's going to be on Amazon and everywhere?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully in comic book stores and also regular bookstores.
Finer bookstores everywhere.
Finer bookstores. I almost said real bookstores. That'd be bad for comic book stores.
not comic book stores, but real. Luke, you have anything else? We're almost out of time. I totally cut you off, man. I'm sorry. We'll have to talk to you next week.
That's all right. I actually was holding the mute button on my microphone for a while without realizing it, so...
I'm sorry.
Were you cussing us out? Did you
want us to hear? Yeah. I mean, I was there going, you...
Oh, that's nice. Well, Ryan, thanks very much for coming on.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Really appreciate it. And
it's good to have someone funny on the show.
Congratulations for being our first guest ever.
Oh, well, thanks.
You're welcome.
All you kids out there, go out and check out Dinosaur Comics.
It's Dinosaur great. Comics, Whispered Apologies, and if you need to search comics, do Ono Robot. I did a search for boobs today, and I found tons of them. Everyone in webcomics is talking about boobs. It's great.
Did you really?
No.
Well, maybe you should start.
It's happy time. Thank you very much, Ryan.
Thank you.
Mr. Lindbergh, have a terrific week.
Hey, I plan on it.
All right.
I do it today.
All right. Talk to you later.
And he's coming this way. S and the P want to get with me, cool, but I'm wicked. J hit skins, but never quickly. I hit the skin for the hell of it.